Yo, it's Nick Ruiz, twice self-made real estate entrepreneur. I came up once from scratch in my late teens, built over $1 million net worth. The 2008 crash forced me into bankruptcy. Then I bounced back quickly again after bankruptcy. This is Success from Scratch. We talk entrepreneurship here, money, financial literacy, business building, psychological and chess player warfare, real estate entrepreneurship, economic evolution, the laws of it, survival of the fittest, sales and persuasion, anything success. I don't care where you are. Pay attention, listen up. This is Success from Scratch for you. Yo, welcome to the Success from Scratch show, everyone. The official Alpha Home Flipping Podcast, right? We're making sure it's known. Like, some people are a little confused. They're like, Success from Scratch? Who's that? Success from Scratch show. The official Alpha Home Flipping Podcast. Where, you know what we talk about. They already know. The real deal stuff. The stuff that's happening in the trenches on the daily. I'm Nick Ruiz, author, entrepreneur, real estate guy, teacher, mentor, your friend. Seriously. I love helping people all over the world create financial independence with real estate. It's the best. It's the number one. I was just talking to someone earlier. Not only is real estate the number one wealth creator in the world, it's the number one rags to riches wealth creator in the world. Meaning you don't need anything to make it in real estate. That's not true for a lot of businesses. You need resources, connections, etc. You don't need that here. So anyways, we have Instagram Live here, by the way, at Alpha Home Flipping. A lot of times when I do these shows, I'm going to be going live on IG to take live callers, which is kind of cool, or live questions, etc. So the topic, and by the way, Vidal, what's up?
Yo, what's good? Sidekick with the most is in the house.
Big VZ. A guy on Instagram just said, do you think your teachings apply here in Canada as well?
We were just talking about Canadians.
Yeah. No, I have a lot of successful Canadians. No joke. Seriously, guys. It works. You know, you can do this in Canada, no doubt. So we want to talk today about the DIY, right? We get a lot of questions. Hey, Nick, I'm really good at construction. I can save money by doing tile and, you know, trimming and doors or cabinets, whatever it is. Or my family is in it, so we can all work together on it. And I get the concept. I understand why it looks appealing. Like, I can save money and make more, quote unquote, per flip. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can paint. I can do all these things.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the question of, should I do this stuff myself? Should I hire it out? Which direction do I go? I've never been a fan of the entrepreneur doing the work. It's just, even if you can do the work, who's lights I turned on? That killer Randy in Long Island.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, I can buy the Bobcat and, do the concrete and all that. And instead of paying X amount per time, if you do the math, I own the Bobcat and I own the backhoe and the excavator. And if I do all that, I'm saving blah, blah, blah. And he started going to all these like math things. I'm like, stop. It's not about that. It's about time. Your most valuable asset is time. Time is the asset of all humans. It's the number one asset of all humans because it's extremely finite. It can't be expanded. You can't get more of it. It's the playing field leveler for all humans. Okay? So I'm like, dude, do you know how many more, if you spent all that time you're spending buying Bobcats, storing them, transferring back and forth. By the way, Bobcats, you guys know what those are, right? Like, you know, backhoes, skidsters.
Front loaders, back loaders, skidsters. Yeah,
correct. Right. And he pouring the concrete, just jagging around. As the entrepreneur, your number one task is finding deals and doing deals and being the overarching transactor. Finding more deals and doing deals. That's how this whole thing works. But if you're busy doing that kind of labor, it's going to take away from your time of doing construction.
And there's a friction point, right? Because it's habitual, right? They have the employee mindset.
That's exactly right. See what happens? Yes. And yes, that's where their math is coming from. That's where they're so excited about this quote-unquote money savings because they're coming from a workman psychology. And I'm not knocking that, okay? Randy's my boy, dude. That dude is killing it. He's crushing it in Long Island. And actually, I'm going to bring him on the show to showcase his sick. Talent and ability. Because what he came to me very frustrated. I think he did one or two deals, and he's just like, I'm out of cash. I'm putting all this money into these places. I'm like, first of all, stop. You don't need to be doing that. And he was doing all this, you know, one-man show stuff. And I turned all that off. So, but that's not the right math, okay? It's time. Your time. Okay, so you save $2,000 per job or whatever it comes out to with buying Bobcats and doing, you know, all the concrete yourself. You could be making $50,000 to $60,000 on another deal. Like, you know what I mean? So if you make, so if you spent, I mean, if you save $2,000 per job, that's 25 like jobs worth. You know what I mean? It's just to make the $50,000.
Right. And you got to break it down. Like, what are you worth per hour?
Right. Correct. Are you worth a mason per hour, or are you worth a deal getter per hour? I want to shift your mindset. And I think this is part of the issue is people's mindsets are broken. And they are so indoctrinated to the time exchange of the per hour W-2 situation, which, again, I'm not knocking anybody for that, but you have to shift your mindset. So when people talk about real estate and how to make money in real estate, the first step is shifting your mind. I mean, why do you think I wrote this book, okay? Success from Scratch. If you haven't gotten it, go to Barnes & Noble, get it. Should be on the shelf. If not, they'll order it, or obviously it's all over Amazon. I wrote this book, and it's not like a plug or promotion for the book. I'm telling you how you're going to make money in real estate, and it's by shifting your psychology through the methods in this book and even others. If your mind ain't right, real estate ain't going to plug into it. You got to plug real estate into a success-driven, opportunistic, primed mind. Your mind has to be primed for success. If I lay out the entire real estate blueprint, turnkey from A to Z on how to do it, if your mind ain't right, you're not going to make any money. Because it has to plug your mind is the power source. It's the power strip that different things can plug into. Okay, and when your mind's right, like, you know, like a power strip. This just came to me. You know the power strip you plug in the freaking thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
The beauty of your mind being right and primed is that power strip is almost infinite. You can keep plugging different opportunities and things into it because you have the true power source. Then everything works. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Everything starts to work. Every opportunity. Every time you shake someone's hand, somehow an opportunity, quote unquote, lands on your lap. You start looking, quote unquote, lucky. Dude, Nick, he's just so lucky, man. I feel like everything always works out for that guy. You follow me? When your mind is primed, everything looks easy, lucky, and feels easy and lucky. They're stupid words because luck is a joke. It's a ridiculous description of someone who's successful. Do I believe in luck? Of course, there's perfect timing, etc. But in general, that's how you look lucky. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
so you got to get your mind right. So my point is that's a prime example of, dude, you could be making hundreds of thousands of more dollars, or you could be saving $2,000-$3,000 a job. Like, it's not even on the same planet. What are we talking about here?
Wait,
I convinced him, but
right. But wait, Nick, no, wait. I can still kind of kill it. Not at a big scale, though, is what we're saying, right?
Yeah, you can do a couple deals and save a couple bucks and feel like a champ, but in general, you're never going to scale to doing a lot of deals for the real big money because you're going to be bogged down with lower level tasks and labors and lower per hour situations that you're worth more. Like, your brain is worth more than engaging in those tasks. And when you buy these deals, you budget those tasks in. That's just the way it goes. And if it doesn't make money with you paying out the guy to pour the concrete, then it's not a good deal anyway. Mm-hmm. If you need to do the work yourself to make a profit, it's not a good deal. Like, if you pencil it all out and it's like, well, if I do all this myself, I'll be able to make this. No.
Bro,
that's just not a good deal.
You just said something key. If you could repeat that again, because I think a lot of people need to hear that.
Yeah. If you're penciling out and analyzing a deal and under the basis of you doing the work, you and your dad going there on the weekends and doing the work with your bare hands, it's probably not a good deal. If you need that savings to make money in the deal, that's not a good flip. We do deals in the way I teach it. We do deals that everything's taken care of from everyone else. You're just the conductor with the orchestra, and you get paid the big money. So, by the way, guys, I want to give you a free lesson. Let me just interlude here. Text the word FREE to 240-883-5500. Text the word FREE to 240-883-5500, and I can give you a free lesson on how to get these deals done with no cash and no credit. How to buy, fix, and sell a house without using your cash or credit and without pulling your hair out and having to know construction. Okay? So that's really the breakdown of what you're talking about, Vidal, and what you brought up. Do it yourself versus hiring it all out. So it's a common thread. I'm telling you, so many people reach out to me with ideas like that. And what do you think? I'm in the field and I'm in the construction. Like, cool. You're experienced in construction, so you'll be able to recognize what's what, you know, right away. But I don't want you doing the work. I don't want you doing the work because I feel like I'm training you for a limited and throttled growth plan. Like, even if I were to say yes, save the money, that's a great deal. You're going to make 40 grand and do the work, dude, so you make 45. I feel like I'm doing you a disservice by starting you off that way and training you, because you're going to approach your whole thing with a throttled foundation. And you're going to be just limited and grow in these like minuscule scales. And I'm going to hurt you by telling you yes.
And there's no real growth, bottom line.
Because you're going to have that crutch and dependency on doing the work and quote unquote saving the money. So I don't care if you know, if you've built a house from the ground up with your bare hands. If you come to Nick and want to learn this business, I will tell you, put that aside. That's great. Good for you. I'm glad you have that construction experience, but I'm going to show you this way. Here's how you build a business. Because if you need your hands to touch a property, that's limit. You have limited. You're limited on what you can do. But if you know how to do deals where your hand and your family, you know, you and your dad never have to touch the property physically, you can do as many deals as you want. You can do 10 deals at a time. You can do 25, 30, 40 deals a year. You follow me? It's important that you're doing that from the ground up.
Yeah, and I think that's where the newbie doesn't understand, like, the hits, the doubles, the triples, the home runs,
yeah,
and the grand slams. And that's where your availability has to be there. What, Nick? Like, nonstop or what?
What do you mean on the time intensive flips? You're saying,
like, if you're gonna sit there, if you want to hit those grand slams,
like, you have to be out finding those grand slams. I just feel like you're throttled in so many ways when you're immersed in that work. You're throttled because your hands need to produce profit. Like, at the end of the day, part of your profit is from your hands now. That's limiting. Okay. At the end of the day, you're tying up time where you could be finding more deals and connecting with more, you know, agents or,
follow
you know,
up.
Talking to more attorneys that turn you on to more deals and, you know, expanding your marketing channels. All that is your time. That's where you are focused. Growing the business, finding more deals. Like, that's my life, finding more deals. I don't do my bookkeeping. I sub that out. I don't do any work, any property. I sub that out. With the property management, with my portfolio, I have helpers there too. I'm trying to find more deals and do more deals. That's it.
Yep.
And I'm okay with those expenses for those people in their places doing that. It's called chess, and I play chess.
And just to touch on something that we filmed yesterday for In the Life, you shared it. You said, dude, I've been following up with this guy for like years, right?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Oh, you're talking about the guy with the multi-unit?
The guy with the multi-unit.
Yeah, I was on, and you'll probably see this on In the Life Instagram. Keep paying attention. Keep paying attention, guys.
Hit them hearts.
Yeah, give me those hearts or shares, whatever you got to do. Share it up. Bop, 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 bop. So anyways, again, if you're listening on the podcast, if you follow me at Alpha Home Flipping on Instagram, you can have a chance to get some live questions answered. So what were you saying, though? Sorry.
So the follow-up strategy, right? How long do you got to follow up? Some people say what?
Oh, yeah. So you'll see this on one of the In the Life episodes. And the bottom line is how many years did I tell you I've been talking to this guy? A couple years.
Yeah, like 3 years or something.
3 or 4 years. I call this guy. First, I started calling him pretty often, and then he's like, yeah, I'm going to wait, but I do want to sell it eventually. So every 3 to 6 months, I call this guy, kind of quarterly. He owns a couple multi-units, and I want to buy them. They're in good areas, and I know he hasn't raised the rents in years, so they're paid for. He's an older guy that just eventually wants to retire, okay? And it's exciting, but it's been 4 years. But I'm willing to call him every quarter, 4 times a year, to make sure I'm the one in front of him when he's ready to sell. Because I've had so much pain in the past, and we just had that deal recently. You remember that? I alluded to where I followed up with him for like a year and a half, and then I somehow like called him back, and he sold it like the week before, and I missed him by like 7 days. Been following up with the guy for a year and a half, and within 7 days, I missed it because his life changed in a moment where I wasn't directly there in front of him. So I like, you know, the fortunes and the follow-up. I don't know how we got on this vein, but
Because you got to make your time available for that, for what's going to.
Well, correct, exactly, exactly. See, I need Bidal to hold me in. That's exactly right, though. That's where your time is well spent. Following up with those big ticket deals, following up with those deals, talking to sellers, creating more deals, marketing, etc. Okay.
Super important.
So yeah, I love that you just brought that up too. That's where your time should be allocated. Saving $2,000 by pouring your own concrete is dumb. It's right? just not smart, and it's setting you up for mass limitation and very, very fractional growth. Just a little bit more, you know. Maybe you make, instead of making $100,000 this year, you make $110,000 or something. Like, you're not going to grow much because you're so throttled down. I want you to have infinite opportunity. And when your hands aren't in it, it is infinite.
Right. You know what's messing this stuff up? The DIY channel and all these flip shows.
Yeah, I know.
That are like,
I know.
Doing it themselves. And
well, they glorify. These shows glorify, like, the house flipper taking the sledgehammer to the cabinets, and everyone thinks it's sexy to, like,
right.
It's just dumb. Like, it's not smart business. It's not entrepreneurial. Like, if you want to take a sledgehammer to cabinets, if you want to pour concrete, and you love doing it, God bless you. As like a hobby, and that's your thing. But if you're trying to actually grow a real business, and grow rapidly and kind of exponentially, it's not smart. People love doing that stuff.
Right.
And they should do it if they love it, if that's their thing.
Right.
But I'm saying, I'm speaking more to the entrepreneur. Like, I'm an entrepreneur.
Right.
Like, do I love real estate? Yes. I love the process. I love putting together deals. I love the entrepreneurial end of the activities. I don't love the, like, specifics. I don't love windows. I don't love painting. I don't love, like, architecture specifically. But when you put it all together, I just love the process of putting together deals. I love managing people and working with people, and that's it. I love finding new deals and creating new deals and connecting with sellers, agents, attorneys, etc. To make new deals. And that's what you should too. Forget that, because then it's, you know what I mean? Because then it's just, you don't, it messed me up before too. So I want you to get away from the DIY situation, okay? So real fast, a couple people on Instagram were asking again. Text the word free, F-R-E-E, to 240-883-5500. Just text the word free to 240-883-5500. What it is it's a free lesson that shows you how to start flipping houses without cash or credit. Like, immediately you'll get a free lesson. How to flip homes without any cash, without any credit. And why? You know, instead of this cheesy, do deals, no cash, no credit, real estate. Like, that's cool, but why? That sounds too good to be true, doesn't it?
Right.
I want to show you not only how to do it, but why you can get a hold of that capital. Why it's available for a new person who knows nothing about real estate. Why little old me can get money to do a deal when I know nothing about real estate. This will break that down. So text that, okay? So I want to stay on topic here as much as possible, but what do you think? Some Q&A now to kind of wrap up the episode, Vidal?
Yeah, if there's some good Q&A, let's do it.
Okay, Q&A on Instagram. What are we doing here? Let's see here. What do we got? Instagram. If you ask me a question and it's up in the feed, you're going to have to re-ask it because I'm not going to scroll down and check it out. D. Mully, who has control in a property when doing a lease option? Am I legally allowed to list the property? Yeah. If you're doing a lease option, you have an option to purchase the property. So you are controlling that piece of real estate, period. That's what it is. You have an option on the property. Okay. What was the number to text? 240-883-5500. You want to put that in there, Vidal? Text the word free. Make that a comment. We'll put it in the notes.
What is it again? Free?
Text the word free to 240-883-5500. All right. Andrew says, Nick, I read and took notes on your book. I have DM'd you a couple times. If you ever have time to get back to me. If it's a long, I'll tell you right now, if you DM me a long, big blocks of paragraph, I can't read that. It paralyzes my eyes, literally. You got to just a couple quick bullets and I can maybe answer a question or two. Jort385 says, recession, Nick, how are you preparing as a flipper? Well, number one, you guys know I have the single family triad, wholesaling, rehabbing and selling, and holding rentals. I like all three of those because it is economy proof. Different strategies and streams of income work better in certain market cycles. All right. I'm okay with any type of recession activity. In fact, I am acquiring a lot more real estate to hold. Okay. I like holding real estate. But rehabbing and selling is never going to go away. Johnny and Sally homeowner will always have to move into a home. So buying, fixing, and selling based on that particular market situation, there will always be a buyer. Will there be less of them? Yeah. So prices obviously soften with general supply and demand. But wholesaling is trickier sometimes because, you know, people say, oh, well, it just trickles down. You can still wholesale because there will always be that rehabber that's always going to flip to Johnny and Sally homeowner in the end. Sometimes with wholesaling in a tougher recession is that your cash buyers, number one, hard money gets slimmer for the wannabes. So that your cash buyers that use hard money might dry up. And number two, you don't have control over value, meaning when you get a property under contract and when you resell it to your buyer, they may get a little skittish, but they all can happen in any market. Understand that. And right now we're still in expansion mode. I mean, the economy is still doing well. Unemployment's really low. So no one predicts anything flawlessly. You know, when it happens, we react quickly. Okay. But that's why I love the single family triad. I want you to wholesale in all markets, rehab in all markets, and have rentals in all markets. And then kind of as things change, you kind of shift accordingly. Okay. But I am acquiring more real estate to hold for passive income. Okay. Let's see here. No, it isn't, man. Just want to have a conversation with you. Got told about you from a very good friend. Okay. All right. Yeah. If you want to ask me a quick question, I mean, you got to understand, I get pounded with DMs just on Instagram, and then there's Facebook messages, et cetera. So it's hard for me to like have these long conversations with everybody who reaches out. And I'm just being honest. Like it's just impossible to have, you know, everyone wants to talk to me, and it is hard to do. Let's see here. Botello, what's up, Nick? You're killing it. Thanks, man. We don't know, Jort. But instead of ask, you know, just start doing deals. And when things soften or change, react accordingly, okay? Buy cheaper, you know, get better deals. Maybe hold more, you know? Remember, when you're holding real estate, the beauty of holding real estate is that you get the cash flow from the rents regardless of market condition. If the value fluctuates a little bit, you're not affected by it because your strategy is collecting money every month, okay? Do you need a real estate license to get into real estate? Absolutely not. Let's see here. Any seminars? Yep. Got to have Alpha Hustle. That's right, Alpha Hustle. What age did I start real estate? 19 years old. So, Vidal, are there any other topics we should highlight based on the main vein that we're going on, that we're talking about here?
No.
So again, if you're listening on the podcast, follow me at Alpha Home Flipping on Instagram. And when I go live, what I'll probably end up doing to make sure more people can get in this is probably notify my audience maybe an hour or two before I go live here so more people show up. I kind of just randomly press live, and there's been a couple hundred people in and out of here. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'll probably make it a little more official time or something maybe too.
That's cool.
How to start flipping in New York? The same way you start flipping anywhere else. Okay? It's the same thing. So, what do you do? I'll answer one more. Force says, what do you do when a property has tenants that are renting and don't want to leave? It's funny. I literally closed on two of those today. I bought a single family where there's a tenant in there that's been being a pain, and I just bought a duplex where the upper tenant's kind of being a pain. But I'll figure it out. The point is, you either connect with them and create a plan to get them on track, or you get them out and you evict them. I mean, there's two options. They work with you and your regime and what you want to charge them and how you charge, or they're out. There's only two options.
Simple.
So, all right, guys. Well, listen, good questions.
Let's share a goal that we're trying to focus on, too.
What are we trying to do? Tell me, Vidal.
10,000 subs on YouTube. Can you guys help
us out? Yeah. You know what? There we go. That's a great goal. See, I like, dude, I need you. Vidal, what would I do without you? Seriously. I'm serious. I wish I could think of this stuff. I can't. Yeah, we have like, 8,500 subscribers on YouTube, which is a joke for the kind of content I'm putting out. Guys, if you're listening, go to youtube.com/NickRuez Entrepreneur. Every week, Nick Ruiz Entrepreneur. Every week, we're putting out dope-ass content. The vlog, okay? Showing me doing deals. Remember, I do deals. Watch me. Go to YouTube, okay?
Yeah, youtube.com/
Minister 1539 says, Nick, your book Success from Scratch changed my life. It will change your life. If you actually read and internalize this information, you're going to be that infinite power strip where anything you run into just looks like opportunity. I mean it. Opportunity somehow will just be pounding you in the face. It's insanely weird, but it's the truth based on what I teach. Yeah, Botello says, blows my mind that you don't have 100K subs on YouTube. Yeah, I don't know how to like hack the algorithm or whatever like some of these people do. Honestly, like I don't know how to, like I just know how to put out really good content. But if you're on there, share it. But yeah, dude, the content I'm putting out, no one can touch. No one can touch the value I'm bringing on YouTube. Nobody. Stop it. Nobody. So we're at 8,500 subscribers. We should get to 10K. We got to get to 100K, but I think 10K should be a breeze.
Well, let me be the devil's advocate. Why should we subscribe to your YouTube channel, Nick? Well,
because it's the highest value real estate content on the internet. And that's not my words. That's literally my entire audience is like, Nick, this is ridiculous. Well, what you're showing on YouTube.
Let's unpack that for a hot second. You do motivated seller walkthroughs.
Oh, my God.
All the time.
Walking through houses with motivated sellers. You're hearing my conversations with motivated sellers. You're seeing me manage my projects and so much more. It's insane. Like, I can't even put into words what's going on YouTube. I'm really trying to help you guys and show you what a real real estate entrepreneur looks like, you know, and how it really looks, quote, unquote, behind the scenes.
Right,
you know what I mean?
You're a fly on the wall, seeing how Nick breaks it all down.
So there we go. Yeah, you're a fly on the wall. So Instagram, peace. We will talk soon. The book is golden. Yes, it is. Get it. So Instagram, I'm going to notify you guys when I'm going soon. Piro, they're talking about the book Success from Scratch. Later, Instagram. So that's that. But we're still on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else we should address before we sign off on the podcast here?
I think we are good, other than the usual, you know, stuff that we say before we close out.
Yeah, just, you know, subscribe on YouTube, subscribe here on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. Share it with a friend, please. And always on Instagram, reach out in DM and tell me more topics you want to hear on the podcast. I want this to be community-based. Like, tell me what you want to hear on the podcast. I'm willing to talk about it. You know, as long as you continue to share it and do what you guys do on your end, because this podcast is always free, give me the content. Okay? Mm. I've been doing this 20 years, guys. 20 years. This is all like breathing for me. All the roadblocks you have is like another day of breathing for me. It's nothing. I can show you the way. Seriously. Reach out. So, all right, podcast listeners, the Success from Scratch show, the official Alpha Home Flipping podcast, is signing off. And I'm going to change that outro soon, too. They're about to hear. I'm like, it's all echoey and weird. We got to tweak that. But for now, let's make this the last episode that happens, Vidal. I hate that outro.
Maybe two.
All right, we'll get to it. We're busy. All right, guys, we'll see you on the next one.
All right, guys, peace.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Success from Scratch show. I need you to do something very important. Rate, review, and subscribe. You have to actually hit the subscribe button. So you'll automatically get these episodes fed to you wherever you're listening it to. Very, very important to me. It is the literal fuel that keeps this show going and improving, etc. And I thank every one of you for doing that. I really do. It takes 30 seconds of your life. Means the world to me. And on top of that, make sure you follow me on my social channels, okay? Because I really engage and respond to almost everyone. I'm like known for it, okay? Snapchat, @RealNickRuez. YouTube.com/NickRuezEntrepreneur, Facebook.com/AlphaHomeFlipping, and Instagram @AlphaHomeFlipping. Those are my hubs where I talk business, entrepreneurship, real estate, etc. all the time. And also head over to successfromscratch.net. You can download some free goodies there, and I will see you on the next episode.